The Cairns Hospital has been in some serious strife in recent times, code yellow, but it's happening with hospitals right across the state. It's hit a bit of a crisis point, keeping in mind that this is happening without COVID. We don't have any outbreaks. The Delta strain hasn't, fortunately, made its way to Queensland, but surely it will. So this situation with our hospitals is happening without COVID. Someone who wrote, just a fairly basic post, really, on Facebook, I noticed, in the last couple of days, it's gone nuts. It's gone absolutely nuts. The comments are coming thick and fast. Her name is Bree James, and I was keen to get Bree into the studio just to talk about her experience down there at the hospital in recent days. Bree James is the boss lady, for want of a better term, the boss lady at PacMag. She's also a beautiful singer, beautiful voice. You'll no doubt have seen her or heard her at different times around town. Bree James, just give us an overview of your experience down there at Cairns Hospital, first of all.
Yeah, well, it's been a little while since I've had the pleasure of having to go to the hospital with a family member. But, you know, the person I took in has been sick, quite sick for about 6 weeks now with vomiting and just all these weird symptoms. And I thought, right, we just need to go get some further testing. Mm. Couldn't get into the GP, you know, long wait. So, yeah, went to the hospital and it was literally out the door, the emergency ward. And it was just really confronting to see so many people needing medical attention and so many people waiting. And, you know, you get there and people are saying, you know, I've been here for 3 hours now, am I going to see anyone soon? And you know, the hospital staff were dealing with it really, really well, all kudos to them, but it was just really confronting to see so many people waiting, a full wait room, like there was literally no chairs to sit down. People are sitting on the floor, people are lined up out the door, and there's people sitting outside, you know, getting into fights and all sorts of things. Just, it was really quite confronting. And this is the middle of a day.
I was about to say, just tell us, what time of day was it? You obviously, as you said, went to the emergency department. Was it a weekend or weekday?
No, it was Tuesday after the long weekend. Because I thought Tuesday should be fine. We'll go in. Lunchtime should be fine.
Yeah.
It was not fine.
It's not midnight.
It was not midnight. It was not the middle of the night. Yeah. You know, because often, you know, you do experience a different ED at night with, you know, people that have been drinking.
That's
and
right.
had accidents and things like that. But this was the middle of the day. And this was just people with a range of things going on for them. But it was confronting, especially the mental health side of things. I think that was the thing, you know, having a room full of sick people, but then having people having angry outbursts and, you know, even out the front, there was people, you know, hitting each other and your security having to be called. Like the security was called 3 times in that 5 hours I was there. It was quite astounding.
It's amazing. What about, did you see any, and this has been an ongoing drama at Cairns Hospital, among other hospitals, ambulances ramping?
Yeah, so when I, because the person I was with was getting quite, you know, more unwell, and I sort of said, look, I was just curious if I can get something to sort of help them at the point in time. And they said, look, I can't do anything except for give you this this tablet to give to them, which they gave me. And they said, we're really sorry, but there's like 9 ambulances waiting, one critical ambulance waiting now, like, you know, with a resus as well on the ramping, basically.
The patients in the ambulance effectively waiting for a bed.
Correct. There was no beds. So, and they only had 2 beds in rotation, which were for the people in the emergency ward, and no beds to put them. So they had to basically, every person that was coming through that was getting checked on those two, I guess they were calling them triage beds, were, you know, guess that were looked at to see how serious they were. And if they weren't serious enough, it was off you go, come back later if it still persists.
I'm speaking here with Bree James. She's a renowned local publisher and an entertainer. I mean, you haven't been to, as you said, you hadn't been to the ED for some time. I mean, how surprised were you to see? And we've all read, you know, media reports about how bad the hospital can get at different times. But just, I guess the confronting nature of what you saw, because you hadn't been there for so long.
I think the confronting thing for me was to think, you know, this is not a time where we should be having a full hospital. Mm. We're not in winter. You know, we've got no tourists. We've got
the
borders
exactly
are closed.
Right.
This is just servicing the local people, realistically. We've got you know, this is not school holiday time. Mm. This is after the long weekend. Yes, yeah, so maybe there was a few accidents, but to me, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, if we have any sort of medical emergency, you know, next thing at 3 o'clock, about five ambulances turned up. There'd been a major collision somewhere in Cairns with three police vehicles behind it. We were just leaving at that point, thankfully. But in my head, I'm like, gosh, I would hate to have anything serious happen to any family member of mine, whether that be, you know, falling on something and, you know, needing it to be removed to, you know, having appendicitis. I know when my husband, he had appendicitis, I think last year on my birthday was his gift to me.
thanks for that, hubby.
There was a guy who'd been waiting for 3 days to have his appendix taken out. So this isn't new for Cairns-based hospital. It just seems to be getting worse. But because my husband's a type 1 diabetic, he jumped in front of this guy, but he kept getting pushed. Like, it was literally 24 hours waiting for his appendix. And, you know, he's a type 1 diabetic. Yeah, that's critical for him not to have something like that.
So. And as you say, this is happening apart from the fact that we don't have COVID. It's also tourists often clog up our hospital system. You know, they, whether it's accidents or illness, whatever it is, the tourists, of course, when you have thousands and thousands of tourists in town, they use the hospital. So they're not even impacting on the load at the hospital.
No, this is just literally all locals.
Locals.
To be honest, most of the people that were in the ED probably didn't need to be there. And that was probably the most disturbing thing to me. These are people with ear infections, kids that were sick, but they couldn't get into their GP.
Well, exactly. So this is the other
point. They had nowhere else to go.
I mean, the issue just goes on and on. That's right. It's so hard to get a GP appointment at
Absolutely.
The moment. Weeks and weeks of waiting. And
I saw people commenting on my post that have booked in to see their doctor and it's taking 6 weeks to see their own GP. I know, you know, for my family member that was is having an issue, it was a 2 week wait, you know. I just think there's seriously something wrong with our medical system. We do not have enough doctors, and the hospital is just, it's on its knees. And the staff are doing an incredible job. I don't know how they are tolerating constant abuse, you know, some of the things that people were saying and the aggression and things like that was really quite disturbing to me. I really, heart on heart, like, feel for them. They're doing an incredible job. They're just so under-resourced.
Well, let's give a shout out to those frontline staff. How were they? How were they coping with this incredible demand? And as you say, often aggressive behaviour from people.
They were astounding. Like, honestly, I just kept watching them in awe. You know, they dealt with everybody really respectfully. They were very patient and just very matter of fact. And I think, you know, they really know. They obviously deal with this day in, day out. So it's just another day in the office for them. But looking from the outside in, I just think there has to be a solution. You know, we can have drive-through clinics for flu clinics. Why can't we have a drive-through doctor surgery for non-emergency issues? I know my son, sorry, he got a middle ear infection on Boxing Day, couldn't get a doctor. We were nearly having to go to the emergency ward just for an ear infection. When I, as a mother, know my son has a middle ear infection, I just need a script, but you can't get one. A simple drive-through service where it's a simple thing, something has to be done. There has to be another way. We need to think outside the square. And I don't know what the solution is, but there has to be one where we can get high volume of people through for really small, simple issues that they just need a script to get to their pharmacist.
Now, I know you, Bree James, are an apolitical person. You play it straight down the line, but do you have a message for federal, state politicians, having seen what you've seen now firsthand in the front line there? And as you said, I mean, let's keep this in mind, midday on a Tuesday.
It is horrifying.
What's your message?
My message to the people are, please stay healthy. Please don't do anything stupid. You know, do everything you possibly can to keep yourself healthy and safe, all of your family members. But to members of parliament, we need another hospital. It is absolutely critical that this town gets another hospital. We are servicing such a huge area and huge location. And we need some sort of, rebate or some sort of incentive for other doctors to leave the cities and come to regional spaces, because we can't afford to pay them the money that they want move to a regional space. But they'll have a great lifestyle, but there needs to be something, or we need to be doing some sort of corridor to get people from overseas that want to come work in our country to be able to come here. Because from what I've learnt in the last couple of days from doing that Facebook post, is that's where Australia does not have enough doctors, and that is the number one issue. It is clear as that we don't have enough people in the medical profession to be able to, you know, what is the future going to be like? I can't see any child right now going, I want to study to be a doctor so I can get abused.
That's,
you know,
right. That's exactly right.
The future is really a concern to me. So there needs to be something done, and we definitely need more beds.
Well, I appreciate you, well, first of all, writing that Facebook post, which has had such a huge response. It was only on your personal Facebook page as well. So incredible response to see those comments from people just backing you up and having their own similar terrible stories.
It was confronting.
we absolutely need something done. Very keen to continue push this issue because, as you said, it's not new, and yet if we can't get it right now without tourists, without a Delta outbreak, what the hell's going to happen when those things do come online? Bree James, thank you so much for your time on The King Review today.
Thanks for having me.